Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. I'm so happy you tuned in for our time of sharing. I always look forward to this time, and I hope you do also. This program is a medley of life, little slices of insight, some scripture, experiences of mine and others, and most of all, wonderful God-honoring music. Well, my theme is Jesus loves children. You know, Jesus, when he was on this earth, said, "Let the children come to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children." Well, my first experience of God's presence in my life occurred when I was very young, before I was in school. From the time I was born, all of our family went to church, so I knew all about Jesus. And even as I speak about this, I get translated back to that cold, windy day in South Dakota. My parents had purchased the house across the street, as the house that we were renting was just too small with six children. And as you know, moving to a strange new place is always traumatic, especially for a child, even though it was just across the street. Well, at one point, I was alone when they left to go get more furniture. And in the stillness of the empty house, God's presence comforted me. And now, as an adult, there are times I love to go back to that place of security to feel his presence, to hear his voice. Did I say hear his voice? Yes. Well, I said that, but it's time to play some music, and so you'll have to stay tuned to hear the rest of the story. Now, here's a wonderful promise from the Lord. The celebrant singers sing a promise for you. He will never forsake you.
Strengthen and console, to be a faithful guide. He's not unaware, he sees what's in your heart. He promised he'd be there and never would depart. Never, no, what he's ever done.
Oh, what a wonderful promise. He will never leave you or forsake you, no matter who you are or where you live. Well, before the music, I was talking about an early childhood experience I had when I felt God's presence and love. And now, here's the rest of the story. I wasn't old enough for school, and so my mom had put a little winter coat on me and sat me in my little rocking chair in front of the window so I could watch everyone moving the furniture into our new home. Then she wrapped another blanket around my legs to keep me warm. It was October in South Dakota and already chilly. Well, at one point I was left alone in the empty house as they left to get more furniture from the house across the street where we'd been living. It was probably only for a few minutes, but it seemed like hours to me. And suddenly I became afraid. So I sang the little song I had learned in Sunday school, Jesus Loves Me. As I sang my little song over and over, I began to feel a love so profound that it removed all fear of anything bad happening. And then in my mind came a rich, deep sounding voice, and it said, "Do not fear, I will always be with you, I love you." Now it wasn't an audible voice, but the sound was deep in my heart. I can't explain it, but even as a little child from South Dakota, I knew that voice was Jesus. After all, I had learned all the Bible stories about Jesus in Sunday school and had been told by my teacher that Jesus loved me. Well, sometimes now as an adult, when I am fearful of the events swirling around me, I long to climb back into my little rocking chair and snuggle in and once again feel loved by Jesus. Well, now I'm going to play that wonderful little song about Jesus loving us. Here is Evie Carlson singing Jesus Loves Me, and also the song Oh How He Loves You and Me. He does, you know. Now here's Evie.
Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, oh, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
He loves you and me.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, Jesus does love you and me. You know, even when life seems confusing and difficult, even frightening, it's comforting to know that He loves us and will walk with us through those difficult times. Well, before the music, I was talking about the time when I was a little child in South Dakota and became very frightened. But as I sang a little Sunday school song, Jesus Loves Me, I felt comforted because I knew Jesus was with me. And then He spoke in my heart to remind me that He loves me and He would never leave me. Well, at that age, I couldn't have explained it in words, but somehow God was in the stillness of that room, gently making Himself known to me. Yes, my little rocking chair is long gone. Oh, I hope you will find a quiet time away from distractions, perhaps even in a comfy chair in your living room, as it becomes a place where you welcome God. As you read your Bible and ask Him to come and bring His loving presence, He will. You know, sometimes we need reminding that God loves us, and today I'm doing that for you. Sometimes we focus on the difficulties in our life and wonder, does God really love me? Well, maybe we need to pause and consider all that God has done for us. Psalm 103 lists many benefits that God showers on us in love. For instance, in verse 3, He forgives our sin. Verse 5, He satisfies us with good things. Verse 8, He abounds in mercy. And verse 12, He has not forgotten us. Oh, there are many more benefits listed, and I hope you will read Psalm 103 for yourself. But now for some music. This song is by the Tallies and is called O Glorious Love. And it begins with the words, In my darkness, Jesus found me. May He find you as you put aside your distractions and listen to this song.
In my darkness, Jesus found me, touched my eyes and made me see. Broke sin's chains that long had bound me, gave me life and liberty. O glorious love of Christ, my Lord divine, that made Him stoop to save a soul like mine. Through all my days and then in heaven above, my song will silence never. I'll worship Him forever and praise Him for His glorious love. My song will silence never. I'll worship Him forever and praise Him for His glorious love. Oh, amazing truth to ponder. Angel hosts attend. Lord of heaven, God's Son, what wonder! He became the sinner's friend. O glorious love of Christ, my Lord divine, that made Him stoop to save a soul like mine. All my days and then in heaven above, my song will silence never. I'll worship Him forever and praise Him for His glorious love. My song will silence never. I'll worship Him forever and praise Him for His glorious love. Oh, glorious love of Christ, my Lord divine, that made Him stoop to save a soul like mine. Through all my days and then in heaven above, my song will silence never
sing.
I'll worship him forever
and praise
him for his glorious love. My song will silence never
sing.
I'll worship him forever.
Oh, what a wonderful song. It's my prayer that we will all experience God's glorious love in our lives. In the event you tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is our Psalms of Hope program, planned just for you. I've been talking about childhood experiences and seeking God's love in our everyday lives. I remember when my oldest grandson was about 3, God taught me another lesson about his love. I was pushing the grocery cart out to the car with my grandson Jimmy. He was sitting in the seat. I gazed up at the full Montana harvest moon and exclaimed, "Oh, Jimmy, look at the moon. Isn't it wonderful?" "Yes, Grandma, and it's all mine," he laughed, looking at it in wonder. "Yours, Jimmy? I think maybe it's mine," I teased. "Oh no, Grandma," he said, hugging himself with his chubby little arms. "It's mine. It's really mine." "But how do you know it's yours?" I persisted. "Because my daddy told me so. It's mine and the stars are Sadie's," he said emphatically. "Well, that's different then. If your daddy said it, then I guess the moon is yours and the stars are your sister's." And I smiled in the dark. Now, years later, whenever I look at the full moon, I think of my adorable grandson in that stage of wonderment, enchantment, and delight in the world around him, and I pray, "Oh God, let me be like that with you. Help me believe simply because you say so in the Bible. Help me to come to you with childlike belief, childlike wonder, and snuggle up close to you and whisper, 'Father God, I love you.'" Those memories remind me of a scripture from Matthew where Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven." Yes, let's have that childlike faith to love Jesus, knowing that he will be with us always. Well, may this next song by Vern Jackson encourage us all to have just a closer walk with Thee.
I am weak, but Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Satisfied as long as I walk, let me walk close to Thee. Who with me my burden shares?
Yes, Jesus, we do want a closer walk with you. Granted, Jesus is our plea. Well, I pray that as you listen to my story of my childhood experience when I first felt God's love for me, and as I shared the delightful story about my oldest grandson, Jim, who is now a big, tough Marine, that once again, I hope you were reminded of some of your own precious family experiences. Yet, even as I speak those words, I'm aware that many people listening didn't have a warm, secure childhood. And if you're one of those people who didn't have a daddy who gave you the moon and your sister the stars like Jimmy's daddy, may I offer to you the very best father in the world? It's our Father God. Oh, I know that sometimes it's hard to imagine our Father God loving us when we didn't experience love from our earthly father. But our Father God loves us enough to help you learn just how much He loves you and wants to walk with you each and every day if you ask Him. And yes, He sent me to remind you of His love. So if you're struggling with your lack of relationship with our Father God, I would like to tell you just a few things about Him. First of all, He is a good God who loves you. Jesus said Himself that He would never leave you or forsake you. You don't have to do anything for God to love you. In fact, the Apostle John wrote, "This is real love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sin." Yes, He simply loves you, even if you don't love Him. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? I hope you'll seek God and ask Jesus to come into your heart to abide with you and walk with you with everything you may face. He will, you know, because He loves you with an everlasting love. Oh, I hope you will believe me today. Well, dear friends, our time together is over, and as I sign off for this week, I would like to remind you that this ministry depends on listener support to keep your station on the air. So would you please consider a gift at this time? For a gift of any amount, I'll send you a little book I wrote to encourage you. The announcer will give you my contact information. So until this time next week, this is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will remember God loves you.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.